All right, let's talk fly fishing. We got Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. How you doing today, Nick?
Oh, pretty good.
It's kind of our time. If you're a dry fly fisherman, this is the time right now. And I know you've been out fishing a little bit too, I'm sure. I wanted to check with you and just see how you've been doing lately and what you've been seeing.
I got out a couple nights ago. It was a little tougher with the tornado warning coming through and all that, but the fish were up and rising. I had Hendricksons out there, saw a few sulfurs. Definitely really good fishing. Had a good emergence and spinnerfall.
What would you have in your box right now if somebody was going to go out fly fishing for the first time in the UP tonight? What should they have?
Well, I would definitely carry some Hendricksons still. You're going to want to have some sulfurs in the box too. You might want to start carrying a few stones because those are going to start hatching soon. Caddis, of course, and blueing olives.
Yeah, man, I had a snowstorm of caddis 3 nights in a row. It was unreal.
Yeah, they've been out in pretty good numbers.
What are you getting for river temps right now?
We're in the low 50s in most spots.
I like to go where you go because where I'm fishing, the water is way too warm right now. I can't believe. Well, actually, it has come down in the last couple days. That's the good news. But it was pushing 70 in some spots already.
Yeah, it was pretty warm on the big river. I've been fishing mostly smaller water, and we've been in the 50s there. But the water was pretty low, so it does spike on those warmer days.
Well, now we finally got a little bit of extra rain, although I did check the stream flows on a lot of the big bodies of water, and they're still relatively low for this time of year.
Yeah, it seems like the ground just soaked it up. I thought water levels were really going to spike, but not looking like that's happening. Yeah. Need more rain still.
I agree, and we do have more rain in the forecast.
Days of it. We're looking good.
I agree, and you know, and that's something that the way that this forecast looks, it's not like it looks like we're going to get a big old long soaker any one day. It just looks like a 30-50% chance every day, so we're going to get a shower, and then it'll probably stop for a while, and then we might get another shower. It's good fishing.
Yes, it is. I had a blast in between the rain the other day. I mean, it was pouring. I was soaked before I got into my waders, but every time it lightened up, fish were rising everywhere. Did really well fishing Hendricksons, mostly spinners. There were a lot of cripples on the water and stuff, too.
That does happen, especially when it rains, you know?
Yeah, the bugs kept getting caught in the rain, and it was just a mess.
We'll stick around for the second half of this conversation as we'll switch over and talk about walleye fishing around the Marquette County area, hot baits, colors, lures, and more in our next Outdoor Report later this hour with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. So stick around for part two right here on The Outdoor Show.